You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read you a special briefing paper printed by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and sent to local police departments across the nation this month, November 1994. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is authorized by law to levy and collect taxes on alcohol, tobacco, and firearms products. Period. They have no other authority and do not have police powers. What powers they take under the color of law. They work for the Department of the Treasury. The Department of the Treasury, ladies and gentlemen, is not, I repeat, not the United States Treasury or the Treasury of the United States of America. It is a department created artificially under treaty. The treaty is known as the Treaty of Bretton Woods. And the Department of the Treasury falls under the authority of a foreign power, the International Monetary Fund, operating under the United Nations. By agreement in this treaty, the Secretary of the Treasury, Lloyd Benson, cannot accept any remuneration, that is, pay or money, from the United States of America, but instead is paid by the International Monetary Fund. In other words, Lloyd Benson and everyone who works for the Department of the Treasury and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms are agents of a foreign power operating in this country illegally. They are not registered as agents of a foreign power, and they are committing treason. You saw what they did in Waco. Even if the State Department had received a communication from a foreign source, which, by the way, turned out to be the Anti-Defamation League in Australia, but even if they had received a communication from a foreign source that everyone in the church known as the Branch Davidian were going to commit suicide, the BATF had no authority whatsoever to go in and stop them. And that was the first thing they told us. The second story was that David Koresh was having sexual intercourse with all of the women in the church. The third story was that they were going to march on the city of Waco and attack them with guns. The next story was that the children were being abused, both physically and sexually. All of these things, ladies and gentlemen, were lies. And the survivors, the ones who were not murdered in Waco, Texas, were tried, and most of them are sitting in jail, not because they had illegal firearms, not because they were going to march on the city of Waco, not because they abused their children, or that they had promiscuous sex in their church, not even because they were going to all commit mass suicide. Nope. They're in there because a kangaroo court found them guilty of killing federal agents. Never mind that they were attacked first. Never mind that helicopters were shooting down at them through the roof. Never mind that no one attempted to go to the door and knock on the door and serve a warrant. Never mind that they piled out of their cattle car firing fusillades of bullets at this church. No, and these agents of a foreign power committing treason on our soil, who have murdered approximately 100 people in a little town called Waco, Texas, which will be that city's shame forever. Never mind all of that. Now they are attacking the legal and lawful militia formed by tradition, formed under the Constitution, under Title 10 of the United States Code, and virtually almost every constitution or state law of all the states of this nation, with the exception of a very few. And in those states, they can form under Title 10 of the United States Code, and no one can say or do anything about it. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ladies and gentlemen, are made up of the philosophers of fire. They are traitors who are propelling this nation closer to a one-world government. Their goal is to totally, completely disarm the American people. As long as I'm alive, that will not happen. This, ladies and gentlemen, is closer to what they really are, but this is being very kind. Very kind.
I know a fella who lives down the block. His elevator don't go quite to the top. Works out at the mega mall where everybody shops. He's a renegade we all call Super Cop. Super Cop. He's got his eyes on you. Super Cop. Super Cop. You better watch out what you do. Super Cop. Don't step out of line. Cause he's here to take a bite out of shopping mall crime. Yeah, 10-4, got a little problem in the parking lot here. 10-4, Roger, now I'll handle it. Look at that fella parking that handicap sign. He don't have a sticker on his car any place. Saw me coming, started running, so I shot him in the toe, I guess. Hey, you handicapped now, boy, you don't have to go. Hey, you quit hopping around there for a minute, I'll give you a temporary stick. What's wrong with you? Heel caps on his chin and shoot one bullet in his gun. He saunters down the sidewalk, makes the spark fly just for fun. All the little kids marble and the teenagers run. Ain't gonna be no crime when the super cop is done. Super cop. Yeah, he's always on guard. Super cop. Born and fight. Deeper here. Yeah, I'm in the grocery store, got another one. No, I don't need no bathroom. Look at that woman in that express checkout line. 10 items in her bank. She knows she's only loud now. Hey, ma'am, guess I'm just going to have to run you and all these little crumb grabbers down tank. You can drink that bottle of corn all there and get your count back. Just a little more now. Come on, Richard. Now, don't it feel good to know you're legal? Got a 63 GMC. Daddy hand painted black and white. White team clothes and nobody knows where he got that flashing police light. 10-4 back in the parking lot. Yeah, got a little 11-22.
These crud don't seem to understand they're playing with Americans who believe in liberty, who believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is their report, verbatim. You'll find some of it is true, unfortunately, but only true for a very small percentage of individual militia members, and no more reflects upon the militia of the several states than a racist who attends the Lutheran Church means that the Lutheran Church is a racist organization. This report is perverted. Some of it, as I said, is true. Some is outright, blatant, barefaced lies. Some is a result of very, very poor intelligence and even worse analysis. But you be the judge as I read it from beginning to end, verbatim. Briefing paper, Intelligence Division, October 26, 1994. Briefing paper, Intelligence Division, October 26, 1994. Subject, to provide an overview of the militia movement operating throughout the United States. Background. The militia movement is a grassroots effort that is similar to the tax protest and anti-government campaigns of the 1970s and 1980s. During the past 6 months, this movement has swept across the country. A catalyst of the movement was the formation of the Militia of Montana, also known as MOM, organized after the standoff with Randy Weaver in Bonners Ferry, Idaho. The Branch Davidian siege in Waco also fueled the spread of the movement. Militia organizers cite these incidents, as well as the passage of the Brady Bill and the Crime Control Bill, as the basis for establishing militias, the last line of defense against federal law enforcement. To date, militias have been identified in 20 states. These militias base their legitimacy on the Second Amendment to the Constitution, as cited by them. Quote, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, end quote. Members of militias are extremely paramilitary, anti-ATF, and literal interpreters of the Constitution. They subscribe to the belief that the United States, its elected officials, the judiciary, and all segments of the federal government have gotten away from the Constitution, and this belief is driving this country toward the New World Order. The New World Order is a battle cry for the militias and generally defined as a foreign power known as the United Nations, which is actually an oligarchy of the world's super rich, who have no allegiance to any one nation and who control the United Nations from behind the scene. They view the United States as a pawn of the New World Order, and law enforcement authorities are its agents. It should be noted that there are militias that are sanctioned by a state to assist during times of civil defense. These are not the type of militias addressed in this document. The militias included embrace the conspiracy theorists of the New World Order and are acquiring and training with firearms in order to protect themselves from police. These militias can be defined as follows. Militias focus on government as the enemy of the people and expound a conspiracy theory attributed to certain shadow organizations that are planning the overthrow of democratic America and replace it with the New World Order. Major promoters of the militia movement. The National Unorganized Militia. Linda Thompson, leader of the unorganized militia, is considered a major spokesperson advocating the formation of militias and proponents of the movement's conspiracy theories. The unorganized militia, also known as the American Justice Federation, was established in early 1993 during the Waco siege. Following the Waco incident, Thompson produced and disseminated nationwide a video presentation titled Waco, the Big Lie. The video argues that there has been a government conspiracy to cover up the incidents in Waco. During the summer, Thompson was arrested for obstructing traffic and possessing firearms during President Clinton's health reform team's arrival in Indianapolis, Indiana. She was also identified conducting firearms training in Pike County, Ohio. In April 1994, Thompson sent an ultimatum to members of Congress and called for an armed march on Washington, D.C. on September 19, 1994, to arrest members of Congress. She later canceled this march due to a CIA conspiracy plot against her. It is believed that Thompson lost credibility within the militia movement when she canceled the march. Militia of Montana, MOM. The Militia of Montana is a highly organized group that promotes and supports the formation of county militias in Montana as well as nationally. The original organizers of MOM are John, David, and Randy Trockman. The Trockmans are known to have ties with the Aryan Nation Church in Hayden Lake, Idaho. Additionally, John Trockman was co-chairperson of a support group for Randy Weaver. This support group later became the core of the present-day MOM. MOM has connections to Bogritz, former Populist Party presidential candidate, former Phoenix police officer, and leader of the Police Against the New World Order, and Mark Kornke, a militia advocate from Michigan and one of the leading spokespersons for the movement nationwide. Mom's association with these various radical right-wing factions portrays the organization closer to those expounding white separatism and racial hatred than as mainstream patriots. Police Against the New World Order. Patwo. Former Phoenix police officer Jack McLam is the leader of this organization. McLam, who publishes Operation Vampire 2000 and Aid and Abet, is heavily involved in the right-wing extremist movement. Vampire Killer 2000 suggests that U.S. law enforcement agencies are unknowingly and unwillingly involved with the United States government in establishing the New World Order. This group actively recruits law enforcement personnel. McLam has traveled to other states and gives speeches before patriot audiences. It is strongly believed that Linda Thompson met with members of PATWO before canceling her armed march on Washington, D.C. McLam is extremely close to Bo Gritz and pays tribute to him in his publications. McLam accompanied Gritz to Ruby Ridge during the Randy Weaver standoff. During his 1992 presidential bid as a Populist Party candidate, Gritz encouraged his supporters to form militias. Gritz has been conducting SPIKE, specially prepared individuals for key events training, which has been characterized as paramilitary, and has allegedly included weapons training. Gritz has purchased 200 acres of land in central Idaho. He is selling lots to like-minded people. McLam was to be a speaker during an Americans Against Gun Control banquet in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Americans Against Gun Control was an organization first identified by ATF at the 1994 annual Sturgis Motorcycle Classic in Sturgis, South Dakota. The group had a booth where they handed out anti-ATF literature. One article related to a scheduled ATF explosives certification course in Rapid City, South Dakota in August 1994. The article called for the protest and disruption of the meeting. Mark Kornke. Kornke is a major spokesperson for the militia cause. Considered an extremely professional presenter, he has spoken all across the United States. He sells his video, America in Peril, at his speaking engagements and through numerous far-right periodicals. He is associated with most major militia figures, including Linda Thompson. Kornke, commonly referred to as Mark from Michigan, was the individual who spoke on the behalf of the three militia members who were arrested this summer in Michigan. State listing of militias. The following is a list of militias known to ATF by state. Not all of the militias listed have been identified as having members who are in violation of laws that fall within ATF's jurisdiction purview. This list identifies locations of militias whose philosophy, if adhered to, could lead to violation of federal laws. Alabama, unorganized militia affiliate. Law enforcement has had contact with one individual believed to be an affiliate of the unorganized militia. The individual had expressed the same views as the unorganized militia. Arizona, Sovereign Citizens Movement. The Sovereign Citizens Movement, located in Tucson, Arizona, is a constitutionalist organization promoting separation from the federal government and the formation of independent townships and independent militia. Approximately 25 people attended a September meeting. Arkansas, unorganized militia affiliate. Two individuals expressed interest in attending the canceled armed march on Washington, D.C. They were allegedly in possession of a fully automatic weapon. California, a large meeting of GOAL, G-O-A-L, was held in the Bakersfield, California area, during which Mark Kornke was the guest speaker. Colorado, Guardians of American Liberty, GOAL. GOAL is an organization based in Boulder, Colorado, which incorporates many diverse radical right ideals and places them under one umbrella organization. These committees include FED and IRS, legislative research, bill and laws, state monitoring, federal monitoring, legal, political, prisoner, public servants, communications and public relations, self-reliance, and family, education, sovereignty, and freedom. Militia and spiritual. GOAL has been identified in Colorado, California, and Ohio. an application for gold was found on two members of the American Patriots who were arrested in Las Vegas, Nevada, for federal firearms and explosive violations. Florida, American Citizens Alliance. During the purchase of 50 magazine clips from an FFL in Maitland, Florida, the suspect made statements concerning the militia to a detective with the police department. Among other statements, he said there was a plan to place in place to kill federal judges, congressmen, and agents. He also advised that he had 60 Ruger rifles. An inquiry into the suspect's background revealed that he is a convicted felon. He was arrested by ATF on possession on he was arrested by ATF on October 15, 1994. At the time of his arrest, he was in possession of a Ruger rifle with a silencer. The suspect has five associates, also members of the American Citizen Alliance, who are defendants in federal cases as a result of their role in placing unlawful liens against the properties of federal district court judges. Florida State Militia, 2nd Regiment. The 2nd Regiment of the Florida State Militia is located in Fort Pierce, Florida. A spokesman for the group stated that their membership is made up of the American Populist Party and the American Patriots. They believe in the Constitution and states' rights. They oppose the federal government's move to a new world order and a central police force. He described the membership as Boy Scouts with guns. Information received indicates members' interest in making nitroglycerin. They may also be in possession of machine guns. During one meeting, 250 people attended to listen to David Thibodeau, a Branch Davidian survivor, speak about the Waco incident. The group claims to have 250,000 members statewide. Florida State Militia recruitment posters have surfaced depicting a hooded BATF SRT member with the caption, quote, "Never surrender your firearms," end quote. This same picture can be seen in other militias' literature. Georgia, 111th North Georgia Militia. The 111th North Georgia Militia states that its area of operation is in the Georgia Mountains near the Tennessee border. This militia has allegedly buried caches of firearms, explosives, and survival supplies in anticipation of their conspiracy beliefs of a United Nations takeover of the U.S. This group is associated with the Church of the Avenger and MOM. Idaho, United States Militia Association. According to media accounts, Sam Sherwood, the director of the United States Militia Association, based in southeast Idaho, speaks to groups concerning circumventing the crime bill by forming their own local militia units. Sherwood sells a detailed guide on organizing militias, which also include copies of laws to present to state legislators and county commissioners to persuade them to sanction local militias. He has allegedly recruited 500 members in 10 chapters in Idaho. While Sherwood claims that the majority of Idaho sheriffs back his campaign, Greg Moffitt, sheriff of Madison County and president of the Tri-County Sheriff's Association, was quoted in the Salt Lake Tribune, quote, "Their intent is to amass weapons, including automatic weapons, and go against the federal government," end quote. Indiana, unorganized militia. Indianapolis is the home base for the unorganized militia. Michigan, Northern Michigan Militia. Since March 1994, the ATF Detroit Field Division has noted the escalation of the militia movement in Michigan from a theoretical group of individuals who advocate returning to the Constitution to a full-blown paramilitary organization which is growing with unprecedented speed. Militias have been identified in 66 of Michigan's 85 counties. The formation of militias in Michigan is believed to have been spearheaded by the Northern Michigan Militia 1st Brigade, headed by Norman Olson, a former career Air Force officer, minister, and current federal firearms licensee. The militias are considered to be separate and distinct from each other, yet Olson is the self-appointed liaison among the various militias in Michigan. It should be noted that Olson is selling large quantities of firearms through his business and may be selling them to militia members. According to the Detroit Field Division, the following groups have been found to be related in some manner to the various militias in Michigan: the National Unorganized Militia, We the People; Gun Owners of Macomb County, Gun Owners of Michigan, Justice Pro Se, Committee to Restore the Constitution, Citizens for Justice, Fully Informed Jury Association, and the American Freedom Network. Missouri, Continental Militia. The Continental Militia is based at an undisclosed location in Crawford County, Missouri, where they are rumored to have drug connections and buried munitions. One member has sent threatening letters to local law enforcement. Members declare that they are not citizens of the United States, but rather citizens of the state of Missouri. Therefore, they claim they are not subject to the laws of the United States. Other Missouri militias. Since June 1994, law enforcement authorities have determined that militias have been formed in Greene, Dade, Barton, Cedar, and Franklin counties. Copies of Mark Kornke's tape have been circulating among these militias. Montana. MOM. Montana is the home base for MOM. Nevada. The Nevada Volunteers. A member of this group has alleged ties to the Aryan Nations, skinheads, and is a supporter of the United States Special Forces National Militia. Members of this group are suspected of federal firearms violations and may have connections with militias in other states. New Mexico. PAPNO protested at the IACP conference. That's the International Association of Chiefs of Police. New York. During October 1994, an ATF defendant of Bay Shore, New York, was convicted of two counts of possessing a machine gun, one count of engaging in the business of unlicensed manufacturing of firearms, and two counts of making a machine gun lacking a serial number. The defendant, who is described as a survivalist and a tax protester, belongs to a group called the Naked Truth. During the execution of a search warrant, a letter was found which indicated the defendant intended to initiate a militia and recruit persons to assist him in the manufacturing of firearms. Unorganized militia affiliate. During July 1994, an individual appeared on a Rochester public access television network recruiting volunteers to participate in the armed march on Washington, D.C. North Carolina. Unconfirmed information disclosed the possible existence of an armed, uniform militia that is stockpiling weapons for the purpose of future resistance against the federal government. Ohio. The Ohio Unorganized Militia. The Ohio Unorganized Militia has strong ties with Linda Thompson and her national movement. In July 1994, Thompson was observed training with the Pike County Unit of the Ohio Unorganized Militia. The militia movement in Ohio recently received media attention when James Johnson, a black male, stated that he is the coordinator for the Ohio militias in 50 of Ohio's 88 counties. Johnson stated that the militia members are stockpiling weapons because they feel that armed conflict is inevitable. In the United States, Johnson further predicted that the conflict would occur before the summer of 1995. Now remember, folks, James Johnson is black. A chapter of the Guardians of American Liberties is also in Ohio. South Dakota, Tri-State Militia. Not much is known about this militia, other than the fact that a unit may be located near Sioux Falls, South Dakota. This group may be connected to We the People. Mark Kornke has also spoken to a Sioux Falls citizens group, along with a representative of We the People. Texas, Concerned Americans. This group was first identified at gun shows in Central Texas. They believe that it is their responsibility to acquire firearms to defend themselves against police. They do not appear to have any financial backing and lack organization. Since an influential leader has not emerged, it is questionable whether the organization will flourish. Wisconsin, the Free Militia. Matthew Trewela, leader of the anti-abortion group Missionaries to the Preborn, sponsored a rally in October 1993 in which Linda Thompson was the featured speaker. 2,500 people attended. Trewela advocates the forming of church-based militias.
His elevator don't go quite to the top. Works out at the Megamall where everybody's shop. He's a renegade we all call Super Cop. Super Cop. He's riding signs on you. Super Cop. Super Cop. Watch out what you do. Super Cop. Don't you step out of line, cause he's here to take a bite out of shopping mall crime. Yeah, 10-4, got a little problem in the parking lot here. 10-4, roger now. No, I'll handle it. Look at that fella parking that handicap site. He don't have a sticker on his car any place. Saw me coming, started running, so I shot him in the toe, I guess. Hey, you handicapped cowboy, you don't have to go. Hey, you quit hopping around there for a minute, I'll give you a temporary stick. What's wrong with you? All the little kids marble and the teenagers run. Won't be no crime when the super cop is done. Super cop. Yeah, he's always on guard. Super cop. Police coming down hard. Super cop. Law enforcement is his life. He's got an autograph picture of him. Barney Fife. Deeper, dear. Yeah, I'm in the grocery store, got another one. No, I don't need no back. Look at that woman and that express check out light. 10 out of 10 advice. She knows she's only loud now. Hey, ma'am, guess I'm just gonna have to run you and all these little crumb grabbers down town. You can drink that bottle of corn all there and get your count back. Just a little more. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading. What more can I say? I mean, who else would have the guts to sponsor this program? We are not politically correct, you know. And it's the only place left in the world where you're likely to hear the truth, ladies and gentlemen. You all know that. So, deal with Swiss America Trading. You need some precious metals in one form or another. Because pretty soon it's all going to come tumbling down just like Humpty Dumpty and all the king's men and all the king's horses ain't going to put it back together again. So call 1-800-289-2646 and do it tonight. That's 1-800-289-2646. Do it, folks. You need the protection. You need the umbrella. You need something to fall back on. And someday, one gold coin might buy your life or the life of one of your family members. 1-800-289-2646. Do it now before Super Cop comes.
I know a fella who lives down the block. His elevator don't go quite to the top. Works out at the mega mall where everybody's shop. He's a renegade we all call Super Cop. Super Cop. He's got his eyes on you. Super Cop. You better watch out what you do. Super Cop. Don't step out of line, cause he's here to take a bite out of shopping mall crime.
The number is 1-602-337-2524. If you belong to one of the militias that we just talked about, give us a call and tell us the truth. Was it true what they said about you? I happen to know that most of it is sheer, unadulterated bullshit. 1-800-289-2646 to cover yourself with some precious metals. And 1-602-337-2524 to get on the air and tell us what's true about what we just read and what's a lie. So, start dialing, folks. We're going to take your calls in just a second.
No crime when the super cop is done. Super cop. Yeah, he's
yes, they got me fired up, folks. Good evening, you're on the air.
Oh, let's get you even more fired up.
Good.
The other day I was listening to, of all things, Radio Liberty or some nonsense from Costa Rica or someplace in the middle of Central America. And every group that you mentioned, the leadership people, by name, were mentioned on this tape that I made.
That's very interesting.
It parallels exactly what the ATF documentation that you just read just said.
Well, obviously that this is a concerted propaganda effort and that this report is going all over the place. You'll hear the socialists, the liars, the communists, the whatever you want to call them, parroting this stuff because they don't do their own research. They don't question anything. If it comes from the ATF, it must be true. Is that
correct? But I'm going to make you proud of yourself, though.
Go for it.
You were named as the key kook.
As the key kook.
You are the key kook. This guy said if I was going to write a book about any key kook, he would be the one.
Oh, I know what radio show you're talking about. That is the propaganda arm for the United Nations from Central America. And they are out of Nicaragua, I believe, or Costa Rica. No, it's Costa Rica.
Yep, Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I just figured I'd clue you into that, but every one of those persons that were named as leadership-type people were named in that person's little radio program. I thought that was rather interesting. Not one was missing, by the way. Every one of them was mentioned.
Well, that just shows you that they are a voice of international socialism.
It sure seems so. Well, you have a good night, and we'll see what everybody else has to say.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, looks like folks like the voice of international socialism, Radio Costa Rica, is down there propagating the propaganda, but it won't fly. Because everybody in the world who listens to shortwave radio knows the only place they get the truth is from the hour of the time, not from the little parrot propaganda socialist little poopy diapered kids down in Costa Rica. Okay, folks, who's next? 602-337-2524. I'd like to hear from the militia that I just named. Somebody from those militia units, call. Tell us what's true and what's not true. And don't try to bullshit me because I know what's true and what's not true, but I want the radio audience to hear. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Actually, I apologize. I won't take up any of your time. I just want to know how to get a copy of what you just read. I'm not from militia. I'm thinking about joining here in Michigan.
Just stay tuned, and I'll tell you later in the broadcast.
Thank you.
602-337-2524. Don't call me to ask stupid questions, folks. You're wasting air time. We have 1 hour. We don't have any more than that. 602-337-2524. I'd like to hear from some people from those militias. I don't care which militias, but some of the militias I read off. And you'd better have the guts to stand up and tell the truth about this to the American people. There are a lot of people listening, a lot of people around the world listening. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, I think I have the guts to talk about what's going on with these militias. But first, I'd like to say something very important to you and especially to your listeners. Beware. Beware of the big green dragon that sits on your doorstep. He eats little boys.
Well, you better run and hide because you're the only little boy we know around here. And while you're at it, get that dragon to change your diaper because it's dragging on the floor and it stinks. I mean, it really stinks. 602-337-2524. You see that, folks? These little twit socialists with their poopy diapers who are afraid of their shadow never, ever deal with facts. They can't. They don't have any facts. They don't have any guts. All they do is what you just heard. That's all they know how to do. Slander and lie and make personal attacks and talk about green dragons while their little poopy diapers are dragging on the floor. I can just see him out there all puffed up, red, mad as hell. Ain't got no place to vent his anger. He'll probably break a window tonight. Too bad. His mommy will spank his little butt. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
Dan calling from Marinette.
Are you a member of the militia?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Michigan one.
Okay. Tell us about it.
From what I gather, everybody that I've talked to so far, Norm Olson and Ken Adams, been very helpful providing information and very, very good people, very friendly, and don't see any racist or they pride themselves, and that's one of the planks of their militia is no racism, no religion, denominational religion, and also no political ties. That's kind of it's what keeps them out of trouble, and that's what they're founded on.
Well, they're just regular, everyday Americans who believe in the Constitution. Is that correct?
That's correct. Hopefully I'm one of them.
Are they gun-toting, right-wing, anti-Semitic, racist terrorists?
Some are gun-toting, but they're legal guns. And right-wing, well, depends on what you call right-wing. I consider myself right-wing. I'm definitely not leftist. As far as the anti-Semitic, no, I have nothing against the Jewish race or any other race besides. So, we're just a bunch of common Americans.
Very good. Thank you for calling.
My pleasure, sir. God bless.
You too. 602-337-2524. Let's hear from some other militia members. Let's hear. Talk about this. Did they tell the truth about you or did they tell a lie? I know. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. I'm Brian from Maine. I'm proud to see that we've got that many militias out there. I wish we had one in Maine. All we've got are little cells.
Well, that's one reason I read the report, and they're being very conservative about what they know, and a lot of their intelligence is absolutely 100% wrong. And you notice they tried to pin the militia on a church that had Linda Thompson come and talk to 2,500 people.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with the militia.
Yeah. I'd like to get one started in Maine, and we are working on it, but for some reason it's very slow. All the militias out there, I'm proud of you.
Good. Yeah, that's one reason I did it, to let everybody out there know that there are a lot more of us than anybody thinks.
Oh, yeah. They reported 10,000 on the news the other day, on national news, and I just laughed. It was...
Tomorrow night on NBC News. Tomorrow night on NBC News, they will feature a story on the militia.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Oh, by the way, if any more of you little poopy diaper socialists want to call, I'll let you talk, because I love it when the whole world gets to hear what you're really all about and how empty your little airheads really are. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, sir. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Calling from Nevada. Member of Nevada Volunteers. And no, I don't even know any Aryan Brothers.
Most of us don't. I don't either, to tell you the truth.
We're a constitutional outfit. In fact, I'm one of the senior members, and I live an alternate lifestyle.
Do you carry a machine gun?
No.
You know,
couldn't afford to shoot one, to tell you the truth.
Well, there's better reasons than that not to carry them. You waste ammunition.
Yeah.
If every one of us can learn to aim, take our time, and shoot straight, and hit exactly what we're aiming for, we don't need machine guns, and the war will be over real quick.
That sounds like good gun control.
It's the only kind I like.
Good pleasure talking to you, Bill.
Thank you for calling. Well, we've heard from Michigan, we've heard from Maine, we've heard from the Nevada Volunteers. 602-337-2524. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Johnny. I'm calling from Texas.
Hello, Johnny.
I'm a member of the, in fact, I'm a lieutenant in the Texas Constitutional Militia here in Texas. I'm sorry we didn't get the write-up that we probably deserve, but let them think what they want.
Go ahead. Tell us about your militia.
In fact, I was in a meeting this evening. I'm calling from Houston, Texas. We have five surrounding counties, and I attended a meeting just this evening where we're recruiting members for all five counties. So we've got five groups, five counties represented right here in Houston.
This is spreading across America like a wildfire.
It is wildfires here in Houston. We've got a lot of people really excited about it. We operate under three principles that really does well. The sheriffs like it. It's legal, legality, legitimacy, and now we're going after the third one, which is... visibility, and it works.
Yes, we must be visible. A lot of people think I'm crazy when I first started telling you that you must be visible, you must drill in public, you must do all of these things, because that's what makes a part of the legality of it. It also lets the enemy know that we're not a pushover. We're not going to fall down and play dead for them.
No, sir, and the more they know that, the better in a position we're going to be, and the more volunteers we're going to be pulling over to our side.
That's right. Their little ATF briefing report isn't going to scare one single red-blooded American soul in this country.
We have right now that I know of roughly 50 units here in Texas. Of course, we're a pretty large state.
Mm-hmm.
We probably have more than that. But if they want to believe what they have on that sheet of paper, and I was reading it right along with you, Bill, I would appreciate they continue to believe that.
Well, don't believe that they believe what they wrote. You see, what they wrote is also a propaganda function. It makes people think that the militia is just a little group of weirdos that are racist and terrorist and anti-Semitic. They don't want people to really know how extensive and how large the numbers really are. They just barely even talked about Arizona, and the organization that they mentioned is not even a part of the militia.
Bill, but I would like to add one thought, one comment here. My commander and I had a meeting, a rally Sunday, gave the opening prayer as a non-denominational number one. He is Jewish, and we also had the same prayer that he wrote in Hebrew.
You hear that, folks? A Jewish patriot leading a militia unit. So much for anti-Semitic, Mr. ADL traitors, spy agents of a foreign government, Mr. ATF, BATF, super cop, agent of a foreign government. You're just nothing but scum, and you're committing treason. And Americans aren't going to let you get away with it, and you're not going to scare anybody. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Bill.
602-337-2524. Stick that in your eye, little Costa Rican United Nations socialist propaganda radio. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Dale.
Hello, Dale.
State of Indiana, unorganized militia.
Wonderful. Tell us about your militia.
Well, I haven't heard anything about race or religious creeds or anything here. We're just starting to get organized.
Wonderful.
Working on it hard. Need to verify your shortwave frequency, please.
5.065 megahertz.
5.065.
And by the way, folks, looks like we might be going back to WHRI sometime here in the near future. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you. Keep up the good work.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you? Oh, okay. Thank you. Sorry. Lost my mind. 602-337-2524. Boy, I just love things like this, folks. I love to stick it right in their ear, and that's exactly what we're doing. Keep calling. 602-337-2524. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
I'm a member of the Michigan Militia, and I'd just like to say that the guys that I've been in contact with are just normal guys. Norm Olson is a terrific person, and we're not a bunch of crazy kooks out there. We just believe in the Constitution and want to carry out our rights to keep and bear arms and live our lives unencumbered.
You seen any racists?
No, sir.
You seen any bank robbers?
No, sir.
Anybody that wants to overthrow the United States government?
No, not at all. We would just as soon be left alone as far as that's concerned. We just want to live our lives and we don't enjoy the government's trampling on our rights, and I think everybody pretty much feels the same way.
That's right. The government that we have in Washington, D.C. is not our constitutional government. They're a bunch of traitors, and if they don't get their act together, I have no idea what's going to happen, but I'll tell you this. Americans are not going to become a socialist nation very easily.
That's for sure. And over the weekend, everybody was a little nervous, but we stayed in contact with each other to make sure we were all together.
Good. And don't forget, Christmas is coming up, and just
yes,
because we got through Thanksgiving does not mean we're safe.
I know. And we're just hanging tight and continuing our training.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
602-337-2524. If you belong to a militia, call in. Let's get this up above board. Let's tell it like it is. Get this propaganda machine ground to a screeching halt. Pretty soon you're going to be getting input from us on how to deal with this and what to submit to your local media and everyone else, because we're going to give you a report that tells the truth about the BATF, the ADL, and the militia. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. Okay, I belong to the Ohio Committee of 1776, Second Amendment Political Militia. Okay, now what I need to know is, I remember you mentioned that there was a specific county that a man by the name of Johnson in Ohio was from. Can you mention that real quick again? Because I couldn't catch it because the propagation was going out when you mentioned the counties.
I've already put the report up. I don't have it in front of me, and I'd have to go through the pages and find that particular paragraph, and frankly, we don't have time for that.
That's okay.
You can order the tape if you'd like.
Okay, and I'll catch that when you come around with it again. I really appreciate all that you're doing. We're trying to consolidate. Right now, we was trying to originally do was get a certain congressman out of office that's in the 14th Congressional District. It did not work, but it did come down a percentage point on the voting. And what we'll be doing again is we'll be trying to get the man that was running for his place up again, and we'll be going at it stronger. People are hanging signs everywhere trying to get this man out of office because he voted for the Brady Bill, the assault weapon ban, and as such. I was trying to think what else to say, but I couldn't think of it right off the hand. But I'll be paying attention to try to see if I can catch that man.
You know how to get him out of office real quick?
How?
Start writing on your signs that he's anti-Semitic and racist. Learn to use the enemy's own tactics back against them. You'll get him out of office real fast.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening. Keep it up.
You too. Good night. Folks, you got to learn how to fight. Learn how to fight. Watch what they do and then turn it right back around on them. Smack it right in their face. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. I don't know if you mentioned Minnesota or not. I had a static crash, but I'd just like to say the BATF can add us to their list. We have two up here that I know of, and there may be more.
Wonderful. Are you racist?
Not that I know of, and I do know some racists, but they're not members of my militia anyway.
Are they anti? Are you? Is your group anti-Semitic?
Not at all.
Are you trying to overthrow the United States government?
No, sir. We want to see the Constitution restored to this country.
And that's our legal and lawful duty under the law.
That's right. That's right. I thank you very much.
I thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you socialist pukes out there, you better get it together because you're playing with real Americans, and real Americans don't lose, they don't back down, and they don't run, and you are not going to take our country from us easily. And you're not going to scare us, and your little propaganda, bullshit, lie campaign is not going to work for even five more minutes. Good evening, you're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Cooper?
I'm doing much better.
You didn't mention one militia, and that's the Black Panther militia out of Detroit.
Wonderful. Fantastic. Are you racist?
No.
Are you out to overthrow the United States government?
But not.
That's fantastic. You see, folks, real Americans are out there from every different religion, every different racial makeup, every different creed, and we all care about one thing, our personal liberties, our freedom, and the only way that we have that is through the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So you all better...
Hey. You got that from the commander of the Black Panther Militia in Detroit, Brother General Umar Sufadeen.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling.
Peace.
Peace to you too, brother. You see, folks, there's not too much separating us when our liberties come into danger. 602-337-2524. When they try to take our liberties away from us, you'll see the most unlikely people standing together side by side fighting these traitors. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Turn off your radio.
Stand by.
Folks, when you call a radio show, any radio show, turn your radio off. Otherwise, you get big problems. See, what you hear through your radio is on delay.
Yes, Bill.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Texas, I would like to get the number of the fellow in Houston. Or that give you my number so he can contact me.
Well, if you feel...
We're a loose-knit down here in this area where I'm at, around the Palestine area, but there's probably four counties. There is four counties that we've had meetings in, and it also involves law enforcement people. And we'd like to actually get better organized.
Good. They don't know it, but a lot of law enforcement and a lot of military commanders with their units and their weapons will come over to our side. They're sworn to protect the Constitution.
That's true.
Okay, if you'll call tomorrow during the daytime, sometime in the morning, and give your number to Pete, and if the other militia people in Texas will call tomorrow and get that number, then you guys can make contact.
That's great. Call the same number?
No, call 602-337-2562.
2562.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you much.
Thank you for calling. Got time for one more call, folks, and then we got to wrap it up. 602-337-2524. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill.
Yes?
I just want to say you're my hero. I'm not a member of the militia, but huge fan of yours, currently reading your book, The Pale Horse. I think you're doing a great thing for America, and I wanted to tell you from American in South Carolina, I greatly appreciate it. I'm not a racist. We don't have a militia here, but there is a small group of us training right now, so that if a militia ever forms in this area, then we'll have an opportunity to join.
Well, don't wait for it to form. Go out and form it.
Well, currently there's the Libertarian Party is working on getting the legal end of it worked out. Once they get that worked out, then we'll contact them. But what I wanted to tell you was that some of the members of our group right now are multiple jurisdiction task force police officers that do not believe in what they're doing and do not believe in this government.
Fantastic. I love it. I love it. I love it. And by the way, don't give me all the credit. George Washington made me do it.
Well, I can tell you what got me started. I heard you mention Mark from Michigan tonight, and I've desperately been trying to get my hands on another copy of his tape. I saw his tape a little over a year ago, and that was the one that gave me the wake-up call and the members of my group the wake-up call.
Well, good. I'm glad you're doing some good.
To try to, you know, say something stinks, and let's see if we can't do something to change it.
A lot stinks, but be careful, folks. Be real careful. We've got to form militias, but don't get baited into doing anything illegal or attacking anybody for any reason until we have just cause to do so.
One other question I'd like to address while we're on the air, Bill.
I've got to hurry because we're out of time.
Okay, I'm interested in joining your intelligence network, and can you tell me how I would go about doing that?
Send me $100. We'll send you the oath if you take the oath. You're a member, and we'll process everything and get your materials back to you and sign you to a station chief. If you don't take the oath, we'll send your $100 back, and we don't want you.
Oh.
How's that?
Ain't got to worry about me taking the oath, because after they pass GATT tonight in the Congress, I'm fighting mad and ready. Let's just get this thing over with and show these suckers that we're not playing.
Good for you. Good for you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Bill.
Folks, good night. God bless you. And God save this republic.